Kevin Harlan here. Tonight at 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime Crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tonight, only on Prime.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Greg Warren with the Warren Report today about Mexican jumping beans. We'll have that for you coming up right after this.
Coming from Bob and Tom Television, it's the fun new game show everyone's talking about.
Come on down, Miss Christy Lee.
Hi, everybody.
All right, welcome to the show now. We're going to have you two stand back to back.
Do I have to?
Yes, that's the way the game is played, Christy.
Jeez, this is so embarrassing.
Come on now, just do it.
Okay, fine.
Oh, sorry. It looks like she's got you by at least an inch or so.
Hey, that's not fair. She's on her tippy toes.
It's Christy Lee, guest starring in Are You Taller Than a Fifth Grader? Tonight, Bob and Tom Television.
Now, some more Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Hello, Tom Griswold.
Just had a request for something from Greg Warren, which we featured. Oh, there's the man right himself right there. It's Greg Warren. We're looking at him on the big screen.
Now, Greg's here to do his feature, the Warren Report. So what do you have for us, Tom?
I was just going to say, you got a nice letter about your recent show. Was it in Monticello, Greg? Is that correct?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
And how's Monty C doing these days?
Outstanding, Josh.
Yeah. G-Dub and Monty C. Yeah. I saw the band.
Am I correct in saying your next gig, you're going to be in Belleville, Illinois, with something called Laughs at the Lincoln?
Yep, sold out, Tom. Can't get any tickets for that.
Wow. Yeah, no, hard to come by. Yeah. Maybe second market, huh?
Yeah.
Well, let's see what maybe
those are going to cost you, Josh.
In late March, you're going to be at Dr. Grin's in Grand Rapids.
I am. Yeah.
Okay.
And then, you've been working that place since it was Mr. Grin's.
He went to med school.
Dr. Grin is my father.
They call him the dad.
It was a proud moment for all of us. You know, those doctorate programs in comedy take a long time.
Sure.
And then you're going
to
be
defend your dissertation and all that.
It looks like you're going to be at the Funny Bone in Des Moines coming up in late April. So those are all going to be great shows live with Greg Warren. But right now, you have prepared the Warren Report. Is it presidential today?
No, it's not at all.
Nothing to do with President's Day, huh?
Yeah, I had a request from one of my buddies who wanted to hear about Mexican jumping beans.
Well, by gosh, the city Sonora, Mexico, better be in this report because that's evidently the cradle of jumping beans. Is that right?
It is, Chick. It's sort of the mountainous range of Mexico. Sonora, Chihuahua, Sinaloa, all the places featured in the Netflix series Narcos.
Right.
Yeah. Frijoles saltarines is what they're called in Mexico.
Is that right?
We're basically dealing with two parties here, guys. You have an adult moth and you have a plant, okay?
Right.
Now, this moth has some real dirtbag relatives.
Okay.
Yeah, the codling moth, that's a serious problem for apples. The oriental fruit moth, it ruins peaches.
Oh.
And the black-headed fireworm ruins cranberries, which when I was a kid at Thanksgiving, I wish I would have had some black-headed fireworms because I didn't care for cranberries. Forced to eat them. Those are all relatives of Sebastiani Pringle. But hey, who among us does not have some relatives that we're not proud of?
Didn't Sebastiani Pringle invent the potato chip in a tube?
He did.
Josh. Absolutely. He's the guy with the mustache.
Some say Grego Warino stole the idea and took it to
Grego Warino.
Procter & Gamble.
So what happens here, Chick, is this adult moth lays eggs on this plant.
Lays eggs.
Yeah, it's very sexual, Josh.
Yeah.
lays eggs on this plant, and the eggs go into this little seed pod on the plant.
Yeah, they do.
And and that seed pod spends 6 months in there. It becomes a larvae larva or thick caterpillar is one of the things. There's a little caterpillar. A tiny caterpillar in that seed pod, and the pod falls down on the ground, and it eats the inside of the seed pod, and it spins some silk, so it's got something to latch onto, and when it latches onto that silk, that's what causes it to jump. It doesn't really jump; it's more of a scoot or a shift. But they're called the jumping beans. And most people think the reason they're jumping is to find shade. Okay? Now, there's a little bit of an argument here because when they are in the shade, they are still jumping.
Can't be satisfied.
But think of a fat man in the summer. You can never find enough shade.
This is a great oak tree, guys. Can you bring a fan over here or something?
I'm going to tell a story to illustrate this about a buddy of mine. You guys know him, a real good buddy of mine, comedian Bob Biggerstaff.
Sure.
Right.
Bob used to be fat. He's not anymore.
Yeah.
He looks great. But Bob used to be a little bit overweight. And Bob lives in Houston. And one summer, I was in Houston for my birthday. August 31st, so it's very hot in Houston, and they had a party for me. All the comics, these girls set up this party at this Mexican restaurant, and they decided that we should eat in the outside portion.
Ah.
And so we were all out there, and Bob was there, and then he wasn't. And then I went to the bathroom about 20 minutes later, and Bob's sitting at the bar with a very cool drink and a washcloth on his head. He's like, "Hey, buddy, happy birthday, buddy. I can't hang out there for too long."
Sure.
Bob was seeking shade. If you guys can follow me on this. Yeah. It's a larva, plural larvae. There's all kinds of different larvae names. The amphibian frog is a tadpole.
Ah, yes.
The larvae of bees and wasps are grubs. And a maggot is a fly larvae that lives on a fly. Nobody in the world more grateful for the existence of the term maggot than the band Dire Straits.
I don't get that.
They had to redo a song and the lyric.
They had to update a song.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay, sorry.
They were getting a little loose, were they?
Yeah, I don't know. It's just a different time. And
it's a character singing.
Yeah.
It's a blue-collar character singing the song.
Yes, they're talking about basically what people probably said about them.
Right.
But I've read that they don't feel good about that term anyways.
Sure.
I love when I'm listening to some cover band somewhere. And I sprint into the room to see how they're going to.
When you're listening to the radio, you want to see which version they play.
That Buddy Hackett is a millionaire.
Buddy Hackett.
Yeah, they use various substitutions for that word. Yeah.
I've listened lately. They just skip that whole verse in some cases.
Really?
Yes. Yeah. On some radio stations, they don't even play it, man.
Kevin Harlan here. Tonight, the NBA on Prime crew is back as the Emirates NBA knockout rounds continue. The action heads to Las Vegas tonight for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Four teams remain, but only two will move on. The last two teams standing will then go toe-to-toe Tuesday night, December 16th, in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for all the action, so don't miss the final chase for the Emirates NBA Cup coming to you live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals doubleheader tonight at 5:30 p.m. Eastern. And Prime's also got your front row seat for the championship game Tuesday, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern. If you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. And don't miss the thrilling conclusion to the Emirates NBA Cup tonight only on Prime.
Dein altes Sofa zerfällt langsam. Und die Black Friday-Angebote sind wirklich unschlagbar. Aber dein Gehalt kommt erst Anfang des Monats. Kein Problem, mit der PayPal-Bezahlung nach 30 Tagen. So hast du jetzt mehr Spielraum beim Bezahlen und der Betrag wird nach 30 Tagen automatisch und kostenlos von deinem Konto oder deiner Karte abgebucht. Alle Infos auf paypal.de/30 Tage. PayPal S. Vorbehaltlich Kreditwürdigkeitsprüfung verfügbar mit deutschem PayPal-Konto für Einkäufe zwischen 1 und 2.000 Euro.
Alamos, Mexico. The jumping bean capital of the world. Senor Joaquin Hernandez, he's the king of jumping beans, guys.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this guy runs the whole show. Legend is, he saw when they were like 12 years old, when he was 12 years old, he saw the potential in these things and started collecting them.
Okay.
He's an enterprising young man. Sure. And, now he has 50 employees, and they do all the selecting and packing. 20 million beans go out every year.
Yeah. So when you get a box of jumping beans, how long do they jump?
Well, they are probably between 2 and 5 months, Tom. This is interesting. These before they go larvae and before they go to pupae, which is when they're sort of dormant, they basically carve like a hole in the bean, and it's a perfect circle. It looks like a drill did it. And then after about 6 months in there, they fly out that opening. That's where they fly out as a tiny moth. And that moth has the lifespan of about 3 days.
Isn't that something?
3 days. All that for 3 days as a moth. And let me tell you something, you guys. If you encounter one of these moths, you can't tell them nothing, man.
Guys,
like, hey, moth, maybe, hey, brother, I'm a quarter dead. I'll do whatever I want. It's like a soldier on 24-hour leave. Just give him a wide berth.
Sure. Why are we talking about jumping beans again?
Because you asked him to.
Because, okay. Chick did. We were talking about it last week.
Yeah, but don't you find this amazing and interesting and illuminating and stuff you
don't know? I was just curious
as to how we got on the topic.
We had a story about
it. Can you still get them? I mean,
Yeah,
Greg's telling us all about them.
They're legal to, I mean, obviously we can get fentanyl all over the border. I was wondering if Mexican jumping beans are probably dead. Confiscating those.
No, they're legal, man. I mean, I don't know why PETA is not getting on these guys. I mean, it seems a little cruel what's going on there.
Well, they still hatch though, right?
Yeah.
What do you mean hatch?
So they come over here and they'll hatch? You buy some Mexican jumping beans.
Didn't you hear him? They chew a perfect hole in the bean, and then they fly off.
But apparently it's not a problem. Yes.
This isn't, they're not infesting places that sell wool scarves or anything?
That's a good question, Tom. It's a good question. These moths are not the kind that chew holes.
Okay. Except for the circular.
And Tom, they're alive for 3 days.
Yeah, 3 days.
Right. Okay. They're going to go chewing scarves if you got 3 days.
Well, even if you got 100 million of them, I mean.
They're hitting up brothels. Yeah. Mothels.
Exactly. Yeah. Mothels. Oh,
sexy moths. You've seen these.
They're living fast. Well,
thank you very much. Thank you very much, Greg Warren. We just featured your fabulous piece about your parents and voting. Very funny.
So you're done with Greg, huh?
You're done?
No, I just wanted to give him a little breather.
Really so seemed you were finished with this.
So he could look ahead at his notes.
You can get 5 live jumping beans from... Greg? Jumping Beans Are Us from online.
Oh.
For $9.95.
Oh. Who do you think has the market on those clear plastic tiny boxes? That's...
Huh?
Is that how they're shipped?
You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. If you guys ever bought Mexican jumping beans, there's about four of them, and they come in this little clear, perfect square box.
No, I'm against the purchase of them because I only look at American jumping beans. I feel like the Mexican jumping beans are taking away from American jumping beans. But
they're taking jobs away. Yeah, absolutely. From
American American jumping beans, Josh, yes. No hops.
they're taking our jumps is what they're doing.
No, but you did order them at one point, like as a kid?
Oh, I didn't order them, but I picked them up somewhere. Yeah, had them here and there.
Yeah. Same here, yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, I was heavily involved in them for a while.
Oh. What happens if you eat one?
Ew.
Well, you can ask this guy. It was a police officer leaned over on his nightstand and took his nightly pill, is what he thought. But it was a Mexican jumping bean. And they he went to the hospital. They do jump. They continue to jump while they're in your because they respond to heat. So
they'll really jump.
It's cooking down
there. Yeah.
Is there a warning on them? Do not eat.
Well, I don't think so. I mean, if these boxes are tiny, you couldn't get much of a warning on there. I guess you could have the words do not eat, but I don't think so. It's probably, if they have room for anything, it's going to say buy more jumping beans. I
see. Collect them.
Now, is there a Cadillac of the jumping bean, or are there lesser firms that make...
A holy frijol.
Well, let me tell you something. If they are, they better watch out because Joaquin Hernandez is gonna beat them down. Like you don't. He's Greg, the king. Greg, you don't come after the king.
Do you remember the St. Louis Cardinal Joaquin Andujar?
Oh yeah, man.
Well, my brothers and I had fun with calling him walking underwear. We couldn't believe. Couldn't believe
that. Yeah, that was the guy. He called himself one tough Dominican. He was a character, man.
What does that have to do with jumping beans?
Nothing. I'm just trying to say anything that will keep Tom from kicking Greg off the air. Tom has wanted out.
He can't have
minute one.
He cannot have it.
We are 2 weeks away from him telling you what your topics are. He can't stand it.
2 weeks. Next week.
No, this is truly fascinating.
Don't you listen to
him. You're not paying attention.
I love that he wants to know why we came up with this. He hasn't asked me that on one of these times.
Today.
No. Let me explain how the Warren Report started, guys. Tom called me and he said, I'd
really like the title.
I'd like you to do the Warren Report. And I said, Tom, that's great. I'll do it. I go, maybe we should call it something else because, there was the Zany report. He goes, no, the reason why I'm calling it the Warren Report is because of Ken. I know what the Warren Report was. I go, well, what do you want me to do? I'll just, do what you normally do when you come in here. And
take some obscure topic and go do a deep dive. Now, this is fascinating.
Exactly what he's doing.
Okay. I know.
Mexican jumping beans.
Great.
Joaquin Andujar.
You know, when people are fascinated by a topic, they often ask questions like, why are we talking about this? And whose idea? Who came up with this one?
How did we get on this stuff?
And they'll say things like, thank you, Greg. See you next week.
Yes. Start plugging his upcoming stand-up dates.
Our Mexican jumping beans
why do people
as popular now
anyway?
As they were when I was a kid?
Man.
Tom, well, when you bought them, Tom, they were in the back of comic books, right?
I think I got them at the circus.
With the sea monkeys and stuff.
How often were you going to the circus as a kid?
It was a weekly event in my childhood.
There was a guy at the circus.
Hey, Pop, can we go to the circus?
There was a guy at the circus that carried a thing, like a case of like those things that hold 40 popcorns, except it was full of chameleons. And the guy would walk chameleons? Up and down the aisle selling live chameleons at the circus.
What?
Yes. You'll be butter on your chameleon.
That sounds awesome.
I mean, I'm sure it's illegal now, but
it's got to be. Probably
someone out there has to have gone to that circus.
I think it was something from a chameleon.
It was a lesser circus. I think it was called the Grotto Circus.
I never heard of such a thing.
Shahar Grotto. I think you're right. It came to London too.
Something Grotto. Yeah. And I don't approve of the Three Ring Circus, Greg. I've got ADD.
As long as you're asking about circuses, Greg.
Yeah.
ridiculous. Well, no, I mean, because I can't focus on anything, one thing, let alone, hey, there's some lady hanging from her hair over here on the left. No one's even watching her because there's an elephant over there. You know, one thing at a time, for God's sake.
You know, Tom.
Did the lady really hang from her hair?
Oh, yeah, she's spinning around 50 feet off the ground.
I cringe every time I see that act.
Yeah, it hurts, doesn't it?
I thought you were like... you know, very from a well-to-do family, Tom. Why were you going to the second-rate circus? Your mom.
It was the only one available in his neighborhood.
Yeah, because
we're going to go down to Ringling, a rough fight.
Ringling Brothers only came through every couple of years.
Sure.
Yep, this year we're going to Farnham and Haley.
Sure, it was a lesser circus, but that'll happen. Have we reached the point where you have the so-called closer?
Well, translation, wrap it up, Greg.
Yeah, I was just going to talk about, you know, the backs of comics books.
Go ahead.
You know, that's where they were sold originally, were in the back of comic books. They were... among the X-ray specs, I believe Pat said sea monkeys, which look nothing like monkeys. They're brine shrimp.
And do you remember the pitch to make extra money by selling grit?
No, that was like a magazine or something, right? Wasn't it? Yeah, I do remember that, man.
Because I never had any cash. This is great.
Just a pyramid scheme for kids.
Grit.
The coolest thing, I think that there was like an actual... The only thing that wasn't a complete ripoff is you put a penny in this bank and a skeleton came out and grabbed the penny and put it into the bank.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Those are still out there. There's a place at the mall that's all they sell.
Yeah.
The line there every day. Thanks, Greg. We appreciate it. Great stuff.
Bye, guys.
See you, Greg.
I think there's going to be a big run on Mexican jumping beans.
Maybe Greg could sell them at his shows.
I'd like to think we have something. There's going to be like an 80% uptick, and it's because of us. And Greg, really.
Would it be legal to sell them at his show?
Why wouldn't it be? Is it illegal to sell them? No.
I think it might be.
Yeah, the comedian's merch destroys crap farms.
Joke turns into drought. Farmers here aren't laughing.
Thousands of worst infestation since the boll weevil.
He'd have to
alleged comedian Greg Warren.
Greg with my mouth agape.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
This is the show where we bring you in-depth interviews with U.S. soccer stars.
This time,
Sam Coffey.
The World Cup is in 2 years. Is it time yet? Like, can we get back into camp?
Tim Ream.
We're going to continue to show other countries we're not going to be pushed around.
And Jedi Robinson.
Every time you come back and you put the jersey on, it means more and more each time.
So we'll be back here with all the best stories.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast.
We've got a lot to talk about.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.